The Mariall Center is located just to the south of us, not far away at all. And they put on a season of different shows. And it really is a diamond in the rough, a destination where I would think a lot of people around here don't realize the shows that they put on there. Well, they have a show coming up, as a matter of fact, on June the 15th at 8 o'clock at the Mariall Center. By the way, information and more at mariallcenter.org on the web. But this show will feature socialite, cat lover, and world's most unlikely guitar hero, Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Smith!
There you go, Mrs. Smith. And Mrs. Smith will be at, as I said, the Mariall Center coming up on June 15th at 8 o'clock. And on the line right now with us, I do believe, we have Mrs. Smith. Good morning.
Yes. Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning to you. How are you, dear sir?
I am doing exactly very, 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 very fine. Now, I have to ask a few questions. And because this is the first I've actually a couple of days ago when I first heard that I was going to interview you, I always do a Google search, and I Google searched you and came up with a bunch of great guitar licks. And I have to ask, A, how does the guitar match in with what appears to be your love of cats?
Well, the song that you just played is my song, Cat Jam, which is on my EP, Introducing Mrs. Smith. People can check that out on Spotify and iTunes, Amazon Music. And I do love cats. My dear cat, Carlisle, has been missing for 2.5 years. My fans are part of the quest to find him. I get tips where he may be every day. It drives me absolutely up the wall and distracts me from my music career. But the guitar playing... First of all, I love to make kitty cat sounds with the guitar, which is possible, and I've been noted for this ability by none other than the former editor of Guitar World magazine. And I love to incorporate meows into some of my songs, and what I find is that there is a strange overlap between lovers of the guitar and lovers of cats. This is not by design. I did not do a focus group to come up with this, like some sort of stratagem. It just worked out that way. And so I'll be playing a little riff in my song. And when you come to see my video, I have my show, I have these wonderful video backdrops. And then just a giant kitty head will appear and meow. And then I'll keep playing. And it is just so much fun. It reminds people of how much we love kitty cats.
We are speaking with Mrs. Smith this morning, appearing at the Mariall Center. I love this description. What happens when you cross Dame Edna with Eddie Van Halen?
Oh, my gosh. That was I spent a small fortune with a marketing company coming up with that. The brainstorming session was pure torture. But yes, for those of you, you know, listening, you don't have the internet in front of you, perhaps you're driving, please don't call up the internet while you're driving. Please focus on the road. To picture me, you know, just picture any one of the ladies who lunch. You know, I've got a gorgeously coiffed updo, a Chanel suit, and I'm shredding on guitar like Jimi Hendrix. And somehow people love the contrast of that. They say, this is outlandish. And I say, well, okay, it's my life. You know, I'm living it. It's not outlandish to me, but they enjoy the idea that a lady of my age could bust out in this way.
Now, what's interesting about what you're talking about with about your guitar playing is that not only do you play covers by other people, but you have an extensive collection of stuff that you've written yourself.
Well, yes, because you do. I love to do cover songs. And my show is mostly songs that people will recognize. And I just am drawn to the songs that I like, and it turns out other people like them as well. For instance, I do a Prince song, which is such great fun. I open the show with it, and it gets the audience dancing in their seats. And a lovely acoustic ballad by, would you believe it, Taylor Swift. There's a Jimi Hendrix classic in there. I won't spoil the surprise. So there's something for anyone. I also do a Judy Garland song in my show. I just get to put down the guitar and belt it out. But you have to express yourself. And I started doing these little gigs for these guitar players. You know, these guitar players have these tours that they do. And they say, Mrs. Smith, can you come and open up for our show in Brooklyn? It's going to be a wild guitar virtuoso show. And I think, well, I need to have my own song. So I started to write songs. One of my favorite is about the public television painter Bob Ross, because they say write about what you like. And so I have a song about cats, and I have a song about Bob Ross.
Now, how did you get into this? You are an accomplished musician. How did you get into to come down to a solo act like this? Because what you do is totally different than being in a band, an ensemble with other members.
Yes, and I do have a band, and we do basically the show that folks will see, I do with a band. They're based in New York City. It's just not feasible to travel with a band for me yet. It just would not be feasible. And so what I have is I have these instrumental tracks that are these songs, and they are high quality. They sound fantastic. And there's no vocal or lead guitar. And so I play along with, and then there's videos that go along, funny and amusing video skits that are projected behind me. And it just seemed like the most doable way to do this. I can pack this show, if you believe it or not, into a suitcase. And I even have a special little amplifier. It's a little bit bigger than a deck of cards. And it's got all of the sounds in it. So I don't need to bring an amplifier. And I just found it was a way to get the show out to as many people as possible. I was just in Atlanta. I was just in New Orleans. I can hop on a train, on a plane. I can, get a car service to drive me across country and do the show. And it's been absolutely wonderful because so much of, so many of my fans have only seen this on the internet. They've seen me on YouTube. I'm quite active on Instagram. I love Instagram. And Facebook as well. So it's been such a thrill to finally meet these fans and to perform for them. And what they say to me is, you know, they'd followed me on online, but then the live show is so much more. Because what I do is there's things in the live show that I don't put online. You know, you have to make it special, and it is special. And it's a real thrill to be at the Muriel Center.
The Muriel Center, by the way, for you folks, is located at 8 Chapel Hill Road in New Milford, Connecticut. By the way, they are on the web, murielcenter.org. If you're familiar with New Milford, they're not in where you would think the center of New Milford. It's north of New Milford. You can get there either on Route 202 or by 7. It's easier to go on Route 202, by the way. And it's from the Sharon, Connecticut area. It's only about a 20-25 minute ride. And if you love guitars, and you love guitar riffs, you're gonna love this show. And also, I think what you'll find is the Muriel Center is such a comfortable space. It's not a huge space, but it's not a small space. But I think it's going to be good for exactly what you do, Mrs. Smith.
Well, I was there 2 years ago, and it was sold out, and it was absolute delight and hilarious. And we had the Ladies Who Lunch had come out to see me, one of the Ladies Who Lunches. So we had the Ladies Auxiliary in attendance, Connecticut style, which was fantastic. We had some of the young kids. It was Pride Month. It was some of the GLBT folks. It was a wonderful mix of people, and that is what I think is most special, if I may say, about what is happening to me with this phenomenon. When I look out into my audience, I see all these different kinds of people. Yes, of course, the fans of guitar, and then the guitar players themselves, they bring their guitars with them to have me sign, and it's an honor. And then also fans of comedy, fans of something just a little bit off the beaten path, of a little bit strange who want to come out and have some amusement, and then just curious folks who say, I don't know what this is, but I want to come. They all leave thoroughly entertained, and the show is designed truly so that anyone could enjoy it. Even if you've never heard any of these songs before or seen a guitar concert, you'll be fascinated by what I'm able to achieve on the instrument, and then you'll also be delighted by the storytelling. So it's just an absolute thrill. I'm so delighted to go back there. It is a kind of a converted barn, really. It's a beautiful, rustic setting. We have VIP tickets available, which includes a meet and greet just with me with a small group of people. You can get a picture, and if you want me to autograph something, I can do that. And then there will be the open house, and there's food and cocktails available during the pre-show time, and then I'll come out and perform.
Well, once again, it is the Mary All Center for Performing Arts, 8 Chapel Hill Road in New Milford. Phone number for tickets or more information, 860-354-7264. On the web, the Mary All Center is located at maryallcenter.org, MerryallCenter.org. Mrs. Smith will be there on June 15th at 8 o'clock. Mrs. Smith, I know that you probably got up early in the morning to do this for a special. I appreciate you getting up early in the morning and joining us. Thank you. All right, that is Mrs. Smith joining us this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, maryallcenter.org on the web.